Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hola, everyone. Hi, everyone. Ay, no me odien, por favor. I know, ya sé que it's been a while, and I always say that, pero la verdad que a veces sí me da vergüenza con ustedes, but also I feel like we're a family, we're like a community, and ustedes son mis amigos, and I'm that one friend who like never texts back y nunca le regreso la llamada, and todavía me quieren, so thank you so much for that. Thank you for all the support, even though, you know, I've been kind of absent from social media and from recording these podcast episodes. I see that I've got a lot of new followers, a lot of new listeners, and creo que obviamente, you know, I think a lot of people, especially being at home with this whole quarantine, this whole coronavirus, think que estamos en la casa y no sabemos ni qué hacer, o sea, nos ponemos a limpiar y luego ya limpiamos toda la casa y pues ahora qué, ¿verdad? Digo, there's not enough telenovelas, and sometimes you get tired of them, sometimes, you know, Netflix is not enough, you just like looking for new things to kind of comfort your mind y que te dé un poco de, you know, that calmness that you need, porque, or like an escape, más que nada, porque lo que está pasando en el mundo, la verdad que es muy triste, and it's a little bit scary for all of us. Yo creo que todos están como entrando en estado de pánico a veces, o la ansiedad, ¿verdad? No te deja descansar. La verdad que a mí no, la ansiedad me quitó el sueño por unos días. I was like not even able to sleep for a couple of days, like sleep right, just because I was getting so anxious and so panicked with this whole coronavirus. And I know that because I work in media and I'm constantly like submerged in it, como que siempre está en mi mente, you know, like la canción siempre en mi mente, right? Like, and it was just eating at me, and it was just eating at like my being, and it was just, you know, taking a toll on my health. And in fact, I'm like actually just trying to get over this bug. I think I had a stomach bug or like maybe a flu or something. No, it's not the coronavirus, thank goodness, but you know, like I'm telling you, me pongo tan ansiosa con todo esto that it gives me a panic attack, and so I start to go into flight or fight mode. Even though, like, I grew up in a very, like, survival mentality, porque en la Ciudad de México, you know, you kind of have to be like that. Just porque, pues, you know, siempre estás, como dicen, aguas, ¿verdad? Muy, you know, alert and aware of who you talk to, where you're going, things like that. You're always, like, you know, yeah, always aware. What else can, I don't think there's another word to say it, but you're always just aware. And so you go into the survival mode, and I think that was me. So this detail that I'm about to share with y'all this week, I think it's very appropriate to what is going on right now in el mundo. Creo que it's hard to kind of share your emotions at a time like this, porque a veces la gente cree que maybe like you're too emotional, or you're just, you know, or you're overreacting, o estás, you know, un poco, eres un poco dramática, or like you sound crazy, you know. And I think a lot of people are afraid to kind of share their like honest opinion, or their honest like fears of all this, or, you know, their hopes, even their hopes, you know, like, or the, you know, what they feel is like the outcome is going to be. And so that being said, I wanted to share this detail with y'all just to let you know that you're not alone in that. Yo también, mi familia y yo hemos pasado por estados de pánico, you know, estados de como confusión, you know, not knowing if this is going to pass. Also, like, it's taking us, you know, back to our faith more than anything. And I think, like, you know, when we get caught up in life, you know, a veces como que se nos va, ¿verdad? Esa fe, like, no se te va, pero como te digo, como que, like, you know you have faith in God, and you know you have faith that things are going to be okay, pero como que you just don't, sometimes we don't take the time to actually just sit down and have a conversation with God, you know, and, or, you know, we feel like, nomás porque vas a misa, pues, that's good enough, you know? O como mi mamá dice, pues hay gente que se sabe la Biblia, pero de qué sirve, you know, if they're just like not practicing what they preach, you know? And so it's like these moments, like this is where you try and find your strength from the faith that you have, either in a God or God, or whatever you believe in, you know? But the point is you try and find strength in whatever you can. And a lot of the times, the strength comes from within, you know, because a lot of the time people, not everyone has, you know, it's un poco triste decir, but not everyone has that one person, you know, they can count on and kind of like lean on. So we have to learn how to be strong on our own and fix our own crowns, right? And stand back up on our own and just face adversity by ourselves. And that's the reality sometimes, you know, especialmente en familias hispanas, you know, como les he contado, you know, my family and I, we are very different people. I come from a different generation. And so I constantly struggle with, you know, trying to keep the traditional Hispanic upbringings, but also like the new generational, you know, like traditions that we create, you know. Y mi mamá me dice, pues, you know, back in my days, y así no se hacía, y yo no sé cómo ustedes pueden hacer esto. And like, she just cannot relate to my world. And sometimes it's hard for me to relate to her world, you know, because it's not how we do things now. And so, that being said, I've had to rely a lot on my own strength and my own, you know, faith in my God. And sometimes it's taken a toll on me. It's taken a toll on my health just because I overthink things. Y siento que como que I overreact or reacciono de una manera de like I go into like a panic mode or something. And it's not even that I'm panicking, like, you know, we're all gonna die kind of thing. I'm panicking, like, am I prepared enough, you know? Y this is why I wanted to share this dicho with y'all, because I don't know how everyone is feeling, but I wanted to kind of like put myself out there and put my story out there. But para que ustedes sepan que you're not alone in this, you know? We all have like an array of emotions that we're probably going through right now. It's an emotional roller coaster. You know, no 2 days are the same. Literally, no 2 days are the same right now. And you know what? You can be happy one moment and you can be happy one day and then the next day not feel the same way. And that's okay. You know, we're all going through some difficult things and it's hard to understand why this is happening. And it's hard to kind of comprehend exactly what is going on because we have a lot of unanswered questions, you know. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and share this dicho with y'all just because it came up in a conversation that my mom and I had. Estábamos conversando en la cocina. Y I had just come back from HEB. And I told my mom that people that I know, like, you know, acquaintances, were calling me dramatic and thinking I was overreacting for kind of just, you know, giving into this whole scare, right? And I told her, I was like, it's not that, no, yo siento que no. That I'm not giving into the scare. Yo siento que I'm just trying to get prepared for this. Porque yo siento que I want to just be able to go on and say, like, I tried and have no regrets rather than say, like, sabes que it could have been prevented, but I didn't do anything about it, you know? And I just don't want to have any regrets, you know? I just want, porque, you know, like, if you have the cap, if you have la capacidad de hacer lo que tú puedes aquí en la tierra, you know, like just, you know, be preventive. Why not do it, you know? And so I told my mom, you know, I don't care if people call me overdramatic or que estoy loca or que, you know, I'm overreacting. Yo siento que I'm doing the best I can so that I myself, me myself, can have peace of mind. And so, yeah, so that's why I'm going to share this detail with y'all. So stay tuned. And yeah. So the detail that I wanted to share with y'all is Basi, you know, and I think y'all have heard it before. I'm not too sure there's an English translation. I did try Googling it. I always think in the commercial, Google. Hey, Google. It's not even a commercial. I think it was like a Facebook or like a YouTube video, right? Or maybe it is a commercial. I don't know. Anyways, but I tried Googling it and I don't know. It gave me some weird translation like that I'd never heard of in English. And I was like, oh, I don't know. That's even it. But the dicho of the week is una mujer prevenida vale por dos. There's another way to say it too. Mujer prevenida vale por dos. And so the English translation of that is a prevented woman or man, right? A man or woman prevented is worth two. And so basically what that what it means or what it's trying to say is that if you do everything you can to if you take all the preventative measures, you have a more successful outcome. You have a more successful probability that the outcome, you have a, how do I say this? There's a probability that the outcome, there's a higher probability that the outcome will be more successful, if that makes sense. So if you take all preventative measures, there's a probability that the outcome will be more successful. There you go. Got it. Ya ves. A veces que estamos pensando de los dos idiomas, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to kind of switch back and forth. I know you feel me on this, porque cuando hablas en español y luego piensas en inglés, viceversa, you know, it's not always the same. And so, I always tell my mom, whenever, like, she tells me stuff like that, like, she's like, no te entiendo, you know, cómo se dice en inglés. And, like, it's hard for me to kind of, like, translate it, mom, because, like, it's sometimes it sounds really different in English, and when you translate it in Spanish, it's just like not the same, and vice versa. When I translate things, you know, from Spanish to English, it just sounds like what is that? What does that even mean, you know? But anyways, I wanted to share the story. My mom told me this the other day. She goes, whenever I came home from HEB, I was in the chaos and, you know, among the midst of like all of that chaos, like, ay, Dios mío, por favor, ayúdame. You know, like I went in there like with like a full on anxiety attack, you know. But at this time, there was not that many people. This was just like at the very beginning where, like, you know, we were kind of keeping an eye on the coronavirus like overseas, you know. Y en ese tiempo, pues, se me hacía así como muy fácil, like, well, let me go, you know, just grab some, you know, stuff from the store and, you know, whatever I can. I saw that people were, like, at that time already starting to buy certain things. Like, there was some empty shelves of certain items, and one of them was toilet paper. Y la otra creo que era dog food. Y qué más, qué más. Creo que, oh, jabón. And so, and cleaning supplies. And I remember I needed some laundry detergent. So, imagínate, fui a HEB. Había gente. What I thought was packed were in HEB, you know, because normally I go to HEB como en la noche, porque me gusta ir más en la noche que hay menos gente, and, you know, usually, right? En la noche hay menos gente. There's less of a risk that I'll run into someone because, yes, I am that person. Sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to run into anyone I know. Porque sometimes I go like, así como Dios me mandó, you know, like in my, you know, jeans and t-shirt and a bun, you know, no makeup on. And that is when the time, that is like the time that I run into like everyone I know. And I'm just like, no. Porque, like, why can't I see them when I'm all made up, right? And so, like, I learned my lesson. That's why I go at night. Y en ese tiempo, pues, you know, I went at night. And it was what I thought, like I said, was not as packed. But, I'm sorry that it was packed, you know. I was like, wow, there's like a lot more people than I expected because usually there's not that many people. Entonces fui de todos modos, you know, and I ended up getting like water, toilet paper, all the stuff that I saw that was kind of empty now, pues yo pues me aproveché, pues you know, lo compré and all that stuff. Entonces regresé y I didn't tell my mom. I just brought in a few things, but I didn't tell her everything that I got. Pero me acuerdo que mi mamá me dijo algo de. de que, like, why did you buy so much, this and that. And I was like, well, I just wanted to kind of like make sure that we're good on things. Y me dijo este dicho, and she's like, ah, pues mujer prevenida vale por dos. And so, like, I stopped to think about it, and I was like, you know what? You're right, mom. Mujer prevenida vale por dos. Like, I've heard that dicho before, and you're absolutely right. I think that being prepared is a wonderful thing, I think that, excuse me if you, like, I sound muffled, just I'm trying to do, like, I'm getting over this bug and this cold or something that I have, and it's not coronavirus, but I'm trying to do, like, a Vicks, like, inhaling, like, DIY inhale vaporizer at home. No sé si ustedes crecieron así, side story, pero, pues, we, like, put the vapor rub to, like, hervir, and then you put it in a cup, and then you just kind of inhale. That's what we do. Porque, pues, that's the old school, that's, like, growing up Mexicana, like, that's how you would do it, and we still do it like that. But anyways, back to the story. Mi mamá me dijo, mujer prevenida vale por dos. And you guys, that made me feel so much better. Sentí que, sabes que, you know what? I'm not going crazy, Es cierto, I am that woman. I am esa mujer que siempre le gusta estar preparada para todo. I'm the type of person who, if you need whatever it is that you need, it's like, oh, you need something? Oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, you need that? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I got it, I've always kind of been that person. And I never realized that, it's come clutch, it's come in handy, like, half the time, like, and people thank me for it, My mom obviously thanked me for the toilet paper, now that there's no toilet paper to be found. She's like, I'm gracias por todo, But other people, like, might call it, like, oh, she's being overdramatic, and she's being over, she's overreacting, and she's just playing into this whole scare thing. Y pues mírala, she's walking around with her fucking, like, Clorox wipes, like, all the time. Pues, ¿y qué? ¿Sabes qué? Una mujer prevenida vale por dos. I'd rather say that I tried, and, than say that I didn't do anything, that I just didn't do anything about it. And, I have faith that everything's gonna be okay, con Dios. Todo se vale, con Dios sale todo, But at the same time, I want to be as prepared as I can. And if I have something that I can do here on my own, then I will do it, to make sure that, like I said, the outcome is as successful as it can be. So I wanted to share that with y'all. I know it's a very, like, kind of, like, like, that's the story, yeah. But it was, taking into account everything that's going on ahorita. Sabes que, quiero que sepas que if you are that person, no estás sola, You're not crazy. Y aunque te digan dramática y aunque te digan que estás, overreacting, o que estás, mira esa loca, que está, esa loca, ¿verdad? Comprando todas esas cosas, or like, esa loca, pues lavándose las manos todo el tiempo. Honey, I'm trying to, like, do everyone good, And I want you to know that if you are that person, kudos to you. Thank you for being considerate and thinking of others and thinking of yourself and just kind of being prepared. And, we always have to have that mentality. I've always had that mentality, you hope for the best and prepare for the worst. I think that's the way we need to look at these things sometimes, Porque at least you know that you checked off all of the boxes and of all the outcomes, and you didn't leave any stone unturned. You did everything you could, and that's something to be proud of, I wanted to share this, just because yo sé que con las cosas como están ahorita, we get a little bit como ansiedad pensando que tal vez, we don't think we're doing enough, but, or, like, we also, like, it's kind of overwhelming to feel like you don't have any control. But whenever you think you're not doing enough, you just continue to do whatever it is that you're doing, Don't ever think that you're not doing enough, because every little step counts. Everything counts. Every little thing counts, from washing your hands to, you know, quarantine yourself. Mi mamá dice, pues, especialmente siendo mexicanos, you know, they're just kind of, like, very oblivious to, or just, how do I say this? I don't know about all of the families, you know. I can't speak on behalf of every Hispanic family, pero pues al menos la mía, you know. My mom has always been very skeptical. My grandma has always been like that as well. She was very like, she was like the most skeptical person I knew ever. But I think it's part of just being, you know, Mexicanos, you know, where you kind of have like this, nada va a pasar, you know, kind of mentality. Hasta que algo pasa, you know, and you're just like, oh, shit, you know, like, oh, pues sí, algo pasó. Algo es que, you know, that's why I tell my mom, sabes que, mom, we have to, like, you know, we have to prepare for the worst. And it's sad to say, and it's kind of scary, pero that makes me feel comfortable knowing that I did everything I could. Knowing that I had done everything within my power to change the outcome and to change the situation as much as I can. I don't want to scare anyone, you know, and say, like, that we're all doomed or anything, you know. Because no sabemos, you know. Tomorrow's a new day. You don't know. I have faith, you know. I think every single day is different and every day is a new start. You know, Diosito siempre nos cuida and, you know, God will always prevail against all evil. So I don't know what can happen tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we can have a vaccine, you know, primero Dios, who knows, right? But just because today is not going your way, it doesn't mean that you should not try, is all I'm saying. Just because today is like, you know, yeah, we're at home, you know, and yes, we're quarantined. Estamos en la casa. Ya limpiamos por todos lados. Ahora, ¿qué vamos a hacer? You know, I know it's kind of hard, especialmente con las familias hispanas. You know, mi mamá's muy amiguera, you know, and everybody wants to come and visit her. Familia igual. We've been able to have some family over, but we do take as many precautions, you know. Pero pues es lo bonito de la familia, you know, just to kind of have that support with one another, and not everyone has that. So if you do have a supportive family like that, you know, pues cuídalos. What else do you want? But cuídalos, cuídate a ti misma, cuídalos a ellos, you know. And I just wanted to kind of put that energy out into the world, just to be kind to one another and to be mindful de la gente que are not like you, you know. They're, you have to be prepared for the people who are not prepared, because in the end, we have to take care of one another. That's the only way we can all, like, get out of this, you know. It's the only way we can all move forward. We have to be able to take care of one another, and that accounts for all the people who don't believe. That accounts for all the people who are just not as prepared as you are. That accounts for the people que dicen que eres dramática and you're overreacting, you know. You have to account for those people as well. I know that we are human and it's kind of hard because, you know, we are, like, you know, innately sort of, you know, kind of, you know, how do I say this? Sometimes we are selfish, you know. We are brought up that way, you know. We live in a society where we learn to think about ourselves and ourselves only. Pero con la familia around you, you begin to realize that, you know what, the thing that counts is the family around you, the love, the lives, you know, of those you love. Even the little, you know, annoying things like Mondays, going to work on Mondays, you know, waking up early in the morning. You know, we take those for granted, like going to the grocery store, right, without having to worry about catching a virus, a disease that's, you know, we don't have a vaccine for, going to go eat. You know, we take all of those things for granted, and it's hard to kind of stand back and look at it now, because we're going through this, and a la misma vez estamos como tratando de procesar todas las emociones that comes with it, you know. So it gets overwhelming, pero pues this is what's beautiful about you know, having one another and having a support system and having a reminder that, you know, tú haz tu parte and that's all you can do. Don't feel like you're not doing anything. If you do your part, if we all do our part, we're all doing something. We're all doing something together to make this better and to get through this. Y para que sigamos adelante. And so we can, you know, start to enjoy those little moments in life again. So anyways, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to kind of stop by real quick. And was that dejarlo saber que, you know, you're not alone. No están solos. And even if you're, you know, passionate y dramática in telenovela style, I still love you. Because even, like, when I'm not, you know, all the time around, I think I'm a little dramatic too. Like, whenever I'm, like, down, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see anyone. No quiero ver a nadie. And, you know, like, I'm just, you know, going to stay in my room. Y no quiero que nadie me vea. Que el mundo no me vea, you know. But whenever I'm, like highs and happies, I'm like, oh, you know, look at me. Me encanta. Qué bonito día, you know. And so I'm just very dramatic like that. Yes. Obviously, you know. Pero pues at the same time, you know, I know that my heart is always in the right place, you know. No matter what it is that I'm going through, I try and stop to think about other people. Y eso incluye a ustedes. I don't forget y'all. So, yeah, that being said, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to share and leave, you know, any stories or any comments. Be sure to go ahead and DM me, follow my Instagram, and yeah, let me know your thoughts on this dicho. All right, I'll talk to you soon, guys. Bye. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. So you can go ahead and share with your friends, like my posts, slide into my DMs porque me encanta las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, you know, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.